Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you feeling good about the picks that you're about to make this weekend?
No. Okay. No, I'm not. Right, that's confidence. The thing. I told you, championship weekend is just, it's always been a thorn in my side, man. So I guess I will start off. And we had to go mandatory NFL pick. Bo, we had Chargers at Chiefs. Dylan, that's diabolical. Diabolical to pick that game. Diabolical to pick
it's
that
only,
game.
This is, besides, like, Vikings Falcons.
I guess
that's
last
only
night
good,
was your
best
only
game good
of the weekend.
Yeah,
huh?
And, yeah. So
Chargers at Chiefs. The Chiefs on our sheet, according to Dylan, the Chiefs are favored by 4 at home. The over under 42.5. I'll go first.
Well, yeah, he gets that from ESPN, and I concur.
Yeah, okay,
that is correct.
I will go first.
Good.
This is to Bo's point earlier. All the streaks must come to an end at some point, and everything else. I just think the Chiefs have kind of been playing over their head. They've skated by. They've won a lot of games by the skin of their teeth. I think the Chargers obviously didn't play well against us last week, specifically on offense. But I think this is the kind of game that Jim Harbaugh lives for. It's two of the better coaches in the NFL right now. I think Jim Harbaugh and those Chargers rise up to the occasion. Give me the Chargers plus 4 in that one.
And this is finally it for the Chiefs.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
So is this the part of the year where I just have to go against Mike? No matter what.
The way the standings are, and the standings are updated on the sheet, they are.
No, but I'm 7 games behind now.
Don't forget, we have an extra weekend of college football this year.
We have 2 weeks. We actually have more than that, I think.
Yeah,
I
mean, in 2 weeks, we'll have another weekend. You can make picks. You're not in dire straits right now.
I still think it's about that time.
What you don't want to do is make all the bad picks and put yourself in a worse hole.
So you're telling me that you're right.
I'm saying pick what you think is right.
You do you, boo.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Isn't that your,
exactly,
your
boo.
Tagline?
Exactly, boo.
You better have that clipped.
No,
you're
going to
clip
what you
me.
Said yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It's funny when I say it. Yeah. I mean, because listen to me. You know, I got to go against you.
Go ahead.
I'm going.
I don't hate you.
I'm going Chiefs. I think they're going to cover. I just don't think this Chargers team is that good. I think they're good, but I don't think they're great. I think the Chiefs are great. I think they can still get after the quarterback every once in a while. I think Chris Jones has a big game. I think they're going to win by 6. So I'm taking the Chiefs at home.
I love it, man. All right, let's go ahead and go to our NFL pick. How about that? Our random NFL pick. I'm actually going to go out to the 425 game out in L.A. for the L.A. Rams taking on the Bills for my pick. And I'm going to go under 49.5. I think that obviously these are two very capable offenses. Bills coming off an emotional game. And for whatever reason, Rams games just seem a little bit sleepier offensively when you play out in L.A. Bills going out there after playing in the snow a week ago. I think they'll win. I think it's going to be a little bit of a snoozer, though, of a game. I like the under 49.5 for the Bills and Rams at 425 on Sunday.
Not a bad pick. I am going to Pittsburgh. Because the over,
oh, we're supposed to react right.
The under, whoa. The over under. No, I was gonna have another line there, but I decided I didn't want to use it because I hadn't thought it out.
The
too
fight
well.
In Arthur Smith's.
No, like I was okay. Gonna, you know, it's a
okay.
It's a stilly wind.
Oh,
it's
no,
the Browns
no, don't do the
wind.
NFL. Don't do the NFL films.
Look, I don't know if Jameis's prayers have been answered from the Lord about not throwing pick sixes, and I'm not sure if he's been delivered from them or not. But I think he's going to throw touchdown passes, whether they're pick sixes or not. Normally, when teams in division know each other, they're either there's no in between. They're either high scoring or it's like 10-9.
9-6. Yeah, I agree with you.
The over under is 43.5, and I'm going to go with the over. The Steelers' offense is kind of rolling. I mean, they dropped 40 last week. I don't know what Cleveland's defense is. They gave up a ton last week as well. I just think these teams are going to put some points on the board.
I had a Falcons fan bring this up to me the other day, and I hadn't actually thought about it, but you could have easily had a scenario where you had Arthur Smith still the head coach here and had Russell Wilson at quarterback. Like, that's not – that could not have been out of the realm of possibility.
Geez, that's funny, because when I mentioned it last year, I said if Arthur Smith doesn't get fired – I remember it was on our Christmas vacation. I said, hey, if Arthur Smith doesn't get fired, I think Russell Wilson could fit how he wants to play. And I got destroyed about how big of a bum Russell Wilson was. Now all these five – now obviously just
it
one.
It was one can, guy.
But now
it was
all one these – the one guy equals
one
5 million
man.
People.
5 million
now all
for the whole Atlanta
five,
metro
5 million. So all these people now – we're talking about Russell Wilson could have been the quarterback here and being successful with Arthur Smith. Check the tweets.
Well, okay.
Look, there's girl math, there's bow math. Yeah. And that is that's
squid
bow
math.
Math,
right?
Squid
for math that matter, you could add Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. There you go. Could have had both the compliments.
They also thought that offense wouldn't take off when Russell Wilson stepped in, and that's what it's done.
Speaking of Justin Fields, how about the Georgia line against Texas this weekend? Look, I like Georgia to win this game, but like I said, I'm going to zig when I usually zag. I'm going to take Texas because the line smells. That's the only thing I've got. I'm going to take Texas because the line smells. I think their run game has absolutely kind of stepped up, but I think Texas's run defense has as well. That's the only thing I can give you.
UGA covers.
Yeah.
I had it. That was one I was sure about. I wrote it down. I
didn't know what you were just pointing to.
I had already written down I was going against you, so you didn't think I was just going against you on that one.
No. You do what you got to do, boo. As you would say. So I got Texas -2.5. I still feel like Georgia's going to win, but I got a zig when I'd usually zag. That's the only reason I can give you. All right, and just to finish up really quick, got to get to college. I looked it up just now. Tulane at Army at West Point Blake Field, I believe it's what it's called, Tiff. Going to be in the mid-30s tonight when they play. All right, Tulane usually playing in the South. That's an Army team that runs a very physical offense.
I think
Army wins the game. I think the points total is what I'm looking for, under 46. How about that? Under 46, Tulane Army tonight.
I've got the over at 45.5 in that game, and that's actually my pick. I'm taking the over. Army scores points.
Oh, we got a fight on our
Army
hands.
Army scores points.
We got
I'm going to make up some ground this weekend.
Let's
there
go.
There we have it. All right, be prepared to laugh at these guys on Monday if they were wrong, and maybe, I don't know, maybe they make you some money this weekend if they were right.